The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, February 12th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary and I shall be your host for today. Today we have two special ladies in studio. We are going to be talking about the National Women's Symposium and Empowerment Series 2026. This is going to be happening this month. We have an hour show to find out exactly what is this symposium about, who is powering the symposium, and is it only women they're going to be empowering, or is it going to be the whole entire Bahamas? What is it going to be about like that? But I'm excited. We have in studio, we have Miss Sophia Williams and Miss Akira Gabriel, who's in studio. They're both from the Attorney General's office. But this particular symposium is sponsored by, powered by social services. So I want to need to find out how the Attorney General office is involved with social services and how they got involved. But Ms. Williams, supposed to be the president of this organization?
Chairperson
of this organization. So I'm going to let her give a narrative of what is happening. Welcome again, Ms. Williams.
Good morning, Mr. Neary. Good morning, Guardian Radio. And good morning, Bahamas. As was said, my name is Sophia Williams, and I am the chairperson of the National Women's Advisory Council. We commonly refer to it around the table as NWAC. All right. Now, NWAC is a council appointed by the government, by the cabinet of the Bahamas. You know, there are many councils, there are many boards, committees, et cetera, that the government appoints to help to carry out the mandate of the country. And this is one such council that is appointed. We are, of course, under the auspices of the Ministry of Social Services, Information, and Broadcasting. And so at this time, I'd just like to send shout outs to the Honorable Miles Laroda, the minister, as well as the permanent secretary, Mrs. Fedra Turnquest, and Madam Director Farrington, who heads the Gender and Family Affairs Unit, as well as all of the staff of the ministry. Now, how does the Attorney General's office become involved with NWAC, which is Ministry of Social Services? Well, the cabinet decides who is the chairperson and who comprises the council. And so recommendations are, of course, made, but the cabinet makes final decision. And in this case, I was one of the persons who was recommended for the post because I had worked along with NWAC in 2024 and 2025. Mm-hmm. And I suppose this was, I was thought to be a fit and proper person,
the best fit,
with the experience, with some knowledge, and of course with community in mind, having done quite a bit of community work in the past. And so last year in August, actually at the end of August, I would have received my letter appointing me. Mm-hmm. For this term, which ends on the 30th of May.
Is it a year's term?
It's a year's term. And so we end the term on the 30th of June. My apologies. And so this is how it came about. NWAC has been around for a number of years, and we've had a number of noted chairpersons, including Portia Nottage, mm-hmm. Gwen Knowles, and, of course, Judy Monroe, and many others. Of course, last year, the chairperson, the one that I worked with, was, in recent times, mm-hmm. was Ms. Shami Farrington, who is now the Director of Gender Affairs and Family Affairs.
Okay, so I want to understand your mandate. I know the official name is National Women's Association Council.
National Women's Advisory Council.
Thank you very much.
And so primarily, the council is to advise the Minister of Social Services on legal and other matters pertaining to women. So we are an advisory council. Mm-hmm. But in looking at the letter of appointment that was provided to me mm-hmm. and also provided to other chairs, I'm sure, you see that we have additional roles and responsibilities, including, for example, the overall role to ensure the rights of all women and girls are respected and upheld in our country. We recommend policies and measures to prevent discrimination against women and girls. We suggest and assist with designing programs and initiatives to promote the employability, the independence, and overall well-being of women within the Bahamas. Next, we are mandated to provide recommendations for women with increased vulnerabilities, such as minors, children and the elderly, the poor, and persons with dual or multiple disabilities. We are, and this is the critical one for these purposes, we are to plan activities in conjunction with women organizations and groups that bring about awareness, celebrate, and recognize persons, women and girls. Review legislations that concerns the rights, welfare, and security for women and girls. Host women groups, organizations in various fora and outlets to sensitize the community about legislation that affects women and girls. And of course, advise or recommend to the minister activities, avenues, programs, efforts that are problematic or that present solutions to the challenges faced by women. So in a nutshell, yes, we are the advisory to the minister. It is to the minister that this council is comprised. However, there are activities that we are to undertake in conjunction with the ministry and the department to promote awareness, to promote initiatives, to promote empowerment for women, girls, boys, and men. I want to underscore that point. What we do is for everyone. Yes, the focus may be on women and girls, or as the United Nations says, the girl child mm-hmm. and boys. However, the information that we will be providing in the upcoming symposium, which is scheduled for the 28th, with the opening ceremony and launch on the 27th of February, the information is for everybody. Everyone will benefit from the various sessions and breakout sessions that we have planned to enlighten, to inform, to empower, and to create overall awareness for everyone in our country.
So you're inviting everyone to attend this symposium?
Absolutely. I want everyone under the sound of my voice to be very, very clear. The symposium is for everyone. It's for all.
And we're going to go in more detail with the symposium and what all to expect shortly. And the symposium is going to start February 27th and it's going to run through to March 3rd. And you have a number of events planned for that.
No. The symposium begins with the opening, the official opening ceremony on the 27th.
27th.
And then the actual symposium continues, or in some cases begins, on the 28th.
Okay.
A boat will take place at Bahamas Harvest Church. The official opening ceremony and launch will take place at 11 a.m. on Friday, the 27th, while the symposium itself will take place starting at 8 a.m. through 4:30 on Saturday, the 28th of February. So it's an all-day affair.
Okay.
Of course, persons can leave as they need to, but it's an all-day affair. And you can leave and come back, of course.
So you have a specific date for the symposium.
Yes.
And then you have an opening ceremony.
Yes, and launch.
And then there's something on March 3rd also.
There's something on March 1st, which is the fourth event in the series, and that is a church service. We are a Christian nation, and whatever we do, we always like to begin with a church service. And so we will be gathering at Christ Church Cathedral on Sunday, the 1st of March.
So what we'll do is we're going to run through each day independently.
Yes. Yes.
And so we can understand what is happening. So we can invite the whole Bahamas to attend, particularly women also. And I'm assuming youth groups attended this?
Absolutely.
And teenagers? And
teenagers, youth, children. As a matter of fact, the program that we are putting together for the official launch and official opening ceremony, we have invited through the Ministry of Education for them to send along students from primary schools, high schools. We've asked for students from private schools to attend as well. We've asked the minister to allow the students from the Boys and the Girls Industrial School to attend. We are inviting the disabled persons to attend, of course. Everyone is invited. Parents, we want parents there. We want children there. We want adult males and at the event. And we will be showcasing students from various schools who will be on that stage performing for us on the 27th. So we're going to have a number of schools. We've written letters to Ava Hilton School, to Lyford Key School, to Windsor School, to Yellow Elder Primary School, and there's another school that's escaping me at this minute. But yeah, so we have sent out letters to schools.
So you're expecting a huge attendance?
Yes, absolutely. We want everyone to come out at Bahamas Harvest on both the 27th as well as the 28th.
So let's step back a bit and talk about NWAC again, and then move back forward to the symposium. And I'm glad you started giving me some details and clarifying my notes also. So I appreciate that. NWAC, I know you're the chairperson for it, but is that organization have different ministries, departments involved?
Well, NWAC, like I said, is appointed, the members comprise, the listing of members are provided by the cabinet. Mm-hmm. And the chairperson is appointed by the cabinet. And then what we do is we have teams of people that we also invite around the table to assist us in carrying out the mandate. And by that, I'm speaking about professional specialists that come in and assist us. For example, we have a team that will be dealing with mental health and wellness. And so it requires us to bring in the psychologist and the psychiatrist and the psychiatric nurse, who are the experts in that area. And so they have put together their program, which will be presented on Saturday.
And as a chairperson, your mandate is the full year around, and you do activities and set program for this entire year?
Well, in fact, I would have attended several events through the Ministry of Social Services and, of course, the Department of Gender and Family Affairs. Participated, for example, they would have had a panel discussion last year at the ministry on sexual harassment in the workplace. So I would have moderated that program and provided the legal spoken to the legal issues on that particular issue, which is a very serious issue in our country, sexual harassment in the workplace. I would have participated last year with the symposium, the first symposium that took place last year at Bahamas Harvest, when Ms. Farrington was the chairperson. I would have worked very, very, very closely with her in planning and executing that event. As a result, I would have also attended the 69th session of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women. And attended a number of other events staged by our NGOs, the Zonter, Bahamas Crisis Center, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, that's nice. So how were you able to, for lack of a better word, rope Ms. Akira Gabriel to be a part of your symposium?
Well, like I was saying, Mr. Nuri, when you look around the table, you have to, first of all, know exactly what it is and what direction you would like for NWAC to go 9 months, practically 9 months that you have, because we would have received our letter at the end of August last year, and we began our meetings on the 4th of September last year. And so knowing exactly where it is that you want to go, what direction, you then begin to pull persons with certain skills and expertise that can work along and that are prepared to work. And at this juncture, I'd like to say, this is all voluntary.
Voluntary?
This is all voluntary. We are all professionals in our own rights. We have a full timetable in our employment situation, our businesses, our families, and other associations and service groups that we are a part of, but yet we are giving our time and our effort to meet weekly at the ministry to plan, and we have been planning since September 4th of last year. It's all voluntary. It is for God and it is for country, and that is all. And on June 30th, we present the minister with our report, and he can do as he chooses with it, whether to, you know, look at it seriously and look at how we can improve this nation, the recommendations. But we would have completed our tenure. And so we have around the table lawyers. There are about six or seven of them, I believe. We have a psychologist in the person of Dr. Davinia Knowles Robinson, and a psychiatric nurse in the person of Mrs. Jacqueline Barnaby. We have financial services experts in the person of Mrs. Cleora Farquharson and Ms. Georgette Dahl. We also have persons from the parenting and coaching unit in the persons of Reverend Angela Palacios and Reverend Cheryl Carroll. And we also have, of course, very, very important, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the domestic violence unit on board, and they're always on board. And that would be Mrs. Janet McKenzie, Assistant Commissioner of Police, Janet McKenzie, that is, and also Mrs. Barbara Bowles, Inspector Barbara Bowles. We also have members from the Bahamas Crisis Center, including Cleopatra Christie and Mrs. Maudline Cooper. So that is just some of the women who sit with us around the table on a weekly basis, despite their very challenging schedules. They may not always come at the same time, but we always have a group of at least 12, 13, 14 persons around the table, and they are continuously planning. We have Eugene DePuch, law school, around the table. We have Mrs. Nicole Sutherland King, and we have from the Office of the Public Defenders, Mrs. Marianne Cadet.
You have a myriad of people.
Others. Yes, we have a myriad of people because, you see, they all bring something to the table. And they have all been working extremely hard. And I am definitely very, very proud of my team.
Okay.
Very proud.
Ms. Gabriel, you will be working along with Ms. Williams with the symposium. What will you be doing for the symposium?
So, thank you and good morning again to yourself, Mr. Nuri, Guardian Radio, Bahamas, good morning. For the symposium on Saturday, which is the 28th of February, I will be the lead for the legal session in this community series. And our role is simply to give people a clear, practical information about their legal rights, how to access justice, especially in matters that affect the family. And so we are bringing together magistrates, experienced legal practitioners who would be speaking directly to the public about real life issues such as wills and estates, family and custody matters, child and custody maintenance matters, juvenile rights, domestic violence rights, matrimonial matters, insurance, and the like. So during the legal session, our aim is practical. We want to provide the community with information that's accessible and about helping people to understand what protections they have, what options are available to them, and what steps they can have to seek relief or remedy their situations. And so the purpose of the legal is to leave people empowered to know their rights, to know their choices, and to provide next steps on getting a solution.
So I know Ms. Williams mentioned that it's open for men and women.
Yes.
Right? And I know you mentioned custody. You know, automatically you start thinking about men and rights and custody.
Yes.
For their good children. Right? Can men come there and ask questions?
Please come with your questions. Come with a willing and open mind to learn, to receive, and to walk away with the tools you need that we will equip you with as to how to go about getting any assistance that you may be seeking or seeking to prevent in the future.
Will it be interactive where I can be involved to and ask questions?
Yes. So we will have our platform where we will have our presenters present on the various topics. And then at a certain period, we'll have breakout sessions that definitely allow persons to have that one-on-one interaction with either the crisis center, whatever area of service we are offering at the symposium. And so, yes, you can have your questions come with your questions and expect to have answers provided to that.
What if I come with a question that is not on topic?
We are ready.
And I just ask
We have seasoned magistrates and learned persons within the profession who are knowledgeable on practically every area of the law. And so we are prepared and ready for you. We are here to meet you where you are and to provide you with that assistance.
I want you to go over the topics that you'll be actually speaking on again. So when people come, they come prepared. So, well, at least they'll be talking about this, come with my questions. Just can you give me
that?
Sure.
So on the list at present for the legal section, we will be addressing the domestic violence. Mm-hmm. That is going to be chaired by Magistrate Darville Miller. We have our juvenile justice section that will be headed by Magistrate Shaka Seville and the Chief Public Defender, Mr. Stanley Rowell. Mm-hmm. We also have matters addressing custody, maintenance, rights of the child, Ms. Chantel Monroe and Mistress Timothy Knowles will be hearing that session. We have matrimonial matters that will be addressed. We also have wills and estates that Ms. Gia Moxie will be chairing, and the insurance area that Ms. Lorna Longley will be chairing. So we have a myriad of sessions. We also seek to have opportunities for landlord and tenancy to be available as a topic on the platform. So, and we've chosen these topic areas because we realize that these are core areas that are affect and address the nation at large. And so we are speaking again to the heart of the people. We hear the cries, and so we want to address it at the symposium, giving them the free legal access to legal services.
I know Ms. Williams is going to go in detail with which other groups is going to be there at the symposium and what they'll be doing. And I know you went in detail about wills and estates, but I want to know if, in terms of you having a difficult child, but you do not want to, you're trying to find recourse to how to place your child, right? Just Simpson Penn Schools. Will there be someone who can at least answer that question? Say, well, I have a child there, which I need some support on, and I just don't know what to do. I don't necessarily want to go to the police, but I need to know the legal ramification of what I can do. Can I come with that concern and say someone's going to be there to help me with that?
Yes, absolutely. We, like I said, we've been meeting for months. And so we have considered all of the different you know, avenues. And so absolutely, as I said already, Reverend Angela Palacios and Reverend Carol and the teams will be dealing specifically with parenting and coaching and counseling.
Yes.
They will be there. We also have the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the Assistant Commissioner of Police. The Commissioner will be there as well, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. Okay? We have Inspector Barbara Bowles. So between the attorneys, the counselors, and the crisis center, and the police, you have, and the psychologists and psychiatrists, you have all of the people who can assist and give you direction as a parent with a troubled child. They can clearly outline for you where you can go, what steps you can take. We have the Ranfurly home there in the person of Predestra Moore. We have the Boys and the Girls Industrial School. We have social services who heads this entire series of events. And they are involved as well. And so you have all of the people. Of course, we have the church who will be present. All right? We've invited the Bahamas Christian Council and a number of priests and pastors and bishops will be present. So anyone needing any level of advice, recommendation, support will be in a position to get it. As Ms. Gabriel said, we have broken it into general sessions and the
breakout
sessions. The breakout sessions is intended to meet the individuals who choose to avail themselves of the information that they need, inclusive of the counseling.
A number of behemoths find themselves challenged nowadays, right? And they are seeking resources, but they just don't know where to go. I see you said that social services is going to be on site, they'll be present, but even then, all right, they don't know how to access resources.
Yes.
So if I'm a person going through some trials, but I need some questions answered on where to go, where to start.
Yes.
Is this the place to come?
Yes, it absolutely is. And I'm glad you brought that point up. So in addition to all of the specialists and the experts that will be on the podium and in the breakout rooms, speaking with you one-on-one in the breakout rooms and addressing your concerns, downstairs, throughout all of the foyer areas of Bahamas Harvest, we're going to have exhibitors.
Your booths.
We're going to have booths. We're going to have tables manned by various units at the Ministry of Social Services and the department. We're going to have booths by private individuals, by service clubs. For example, the Rotary Club will be there. The Zonta Club will be there. The Bahamas Crisis Center will be there. The AIDS Secretariat will be there. The health and wellness team from the Ministry of Health will be there doing screenings. So we have all, and then we have other entrepreneurs who will be there displaying and selling their goods. We are looking for the banks to be present, as was last year, the insurance companies. So whatever are your needs. See, this is an empowering. This is a movement. This is not a one-off thing. This is something that is needed, is necessary. And guess what? It is free.
So it's not just a lecture.
Free.
It's something that you can interact and benefit from.
We are not lecturing you. We are empowering you.
Mm.
We are going to use whatever tools we have so that it is interactive. That's the whole idea behind this thing. We don't just want you sitting there and words just coming out at you. We want to show and to demonstrate in a palatable way that, listen, we hear you and we are here to assist, to empower you, and to encourage you, because there might be some people who are feeling a certain kind of way at this time of the year. We are here to empower you and to let you know that we hear you, we see you, we understand you, and we are here to assist in whatever way we can, because all the people that you need will be right here under one roof.
What's the price of this? Because it's got to be a price.
It is free.
No, it got to be a price.
Well, yes, you're correct. There is a serious cost in putting on a symposium that covers four separate days. There is a cost. It's a heavy cost. Social services is doing their best, and we are doing our best to reach out to some sponsors to assist us. Because when we're speaking about bringing all of these school children in particular, I'm concerned about that. For me, that's a serious issue. Mm-hmm. I'm a former teacher. I don't think that we should be inviting these children to come out unless we can provide a little sustenance for them.
Yeah.
Just by way of, you know, thank you for coming out. You and the teachers have to come to accompany them, obviously. And then the parents have to come to pick them up, you know, at a certain time as well. So we would like to be able to provide a little nudge, a little something to drink, water, juice, you know, what have you. And so I have been asking a number of companies to please assist us, and I'm awaiting responses from them. I've gotten one response.
It is
so
too
far.
Late for sponsors to
it's
come.
It's not too late. It is anyone hearing us right now.
Throw
the
number
show,
one time.
Please. Just give me a call. My number is 429-9240 because this is very costly. Mm-hmm. When I say it's free, I mean it's free for you to attend and to get all of this information, to get all of this empowerment, to get whatever it is that you need at this point in your lives. But please give me a call. That is Sophia Williams at 429-9240. Okay. If you wish to help to feed the attendees at these two events on the 27th and the 28th.
So is there any registration involved?
Yes, absolutely. There's a registration. We have been circulating to the best of our ability, to the best of our abilities. We have been circulating the flyers, which have the QRS code. And I note at the bottom of the flyer, there is a line that says, Ministry of Social Services and National Women's Advisory Council form, click right there where it says the form. And if the QRS code has been or is not working, you will certainly be able to get in right there when you click on the code, on the council form.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break right now. We're talking to Miss Sophia Williams, who's the chairperson of the National Women, no, let me get it right,
yes.
NWAC.
At National Women's Advisory Council.
I just wanted you to see it. I knew it, right? And of course, I have Ms. Akira Gabriel, who is it safe to say a volunteer or a specialist who's going to be advising?
We're all volunteers. Including me. Yes. We're all volunteers. Yes, yes, there's nothing other than you're doing it for God and for country.
Yes, and a big symposium is happening on the 28th. If you're going to detail about the series from the 27th to the 28th symposium, then there's some more in March. And I let Ms. Williams go in detail, explain what to expect on those days, right? We're going to take this brief break. And we're going to come back, and now we can speak strictly about the symposium, who all is going to be there, who all you are invited, who all you are saying now, hey, come out and be there now, right? So it's going to be Guardian Radio AM. We're going to come right back, and we continue our conversation.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Okay. And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and we're talking to Miss Sophia Williams and Miss Akira Gabriel. And we're talking about this big symposium that's coming up soon. It's going to be starting, at least a church service on the 27th, but the big symposium is on the 28th. And there are more activities happening throughout the week. The National Women's Symposium and Empowerment Series 2026. And I want to know who all is going to be there and who are you going to be inviting to attend?
Yes, thank you very, very much. The official opening and launch will be Friday the 27th of February 2026 at 11 a.m. at Bahamas Harvest. Everyone is invited to attend. Of course, we will have students performing because we want to always showcase positivity among the youth. We have enough in the public sphere on the negative as concern our youth.
So the 27th is an event?
It is an event. It is the official opening ceremony and the launch. So we will be having a few schools performing. The moderator, by the way, will be Dr. Anthony Hamilton from the Ministry of Social Services. And we will also have, once that is completed, we will go into the launch section of the opening, which will be a keynote address by Mrs. Marion Bethel. Mrs. Marion Bethel will be bringing a keynote address. And this is someone who has been, of course, this is a noted attorney, and this is someone who has been in the human rights world, if I can call it that, for decades. And she will be bringing this home, this the rights, the human rights of every person, every male, every female, every girl, and every boy are equally entitled to all of the fundamental rights under the law. So she will be speaking about the United Nations. She will be speaking about human rights. She will be speaking to the point, to the theme. And the theme for this year, the United Nations theme for this year is ensuring and strengthening access to justice for all.
Ensuring and strengthening.
Strengthening access to justice for all women and girls.
Okay.
Now, because we live in the Bahamas and we are fully aware of the attitudes, we would like to pen it, say it this way. Ensuring and strengthening access to justice for all.
Okay.
For all. And so we don't want to exclude the males, the men. We do not want to exclude, because the information that is going to be presented is for everyone. Children need to know their rights. Women need to know their rights under the law, and men need to know their rights. So that is the United Nations theme.
Okay.
There's also the International Women's Day theme, which you may have seen already in the public sphere, and that is give to gain.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And speaking of International Women's Day, International Women's Day is the 8th Sunday, the 8th of March, 2026. And in advance of International Women's Day, we will be having that church service that we mentioned earlier at Christ Church Cathedral. Everyone is invited to attend.
Okay.
It begins, services begin at 9 a.m. And then, also a part of the mandate of the National Women's Advisory Council is to recognize women. And so we will...
What do you mean recognize?
We want to put them, you know, on a pedestal. We want to highlight. We want to promote some women in our country, 16 women in our country, 16 of them who have been in the law and order sphere for years, and who have, many of them have arisen to the top of their ranks.
Yes.
And we are so proud of these 16 women.
Do you have a list of names yet?
Of course we do.
Then we got to see the list of names.
Let me tell you who they are. We were not trying to get it out earlier because everyone had not received the correspondences.
Mm-hmm.
But to date, they've all received the correspondences. And so they are Mrs. Shanta Knowles, the first commissioner, female commissioner of police in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Okay.
And we are very, very proud, very, very proud of her. We have Dame Anita Allen, who now serves as the law reform commissioner. We have Miss Rhonda Bain, another Bahamian law reform commissioner. We have, of course, Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson, who is the senior justice in the Supreme Court with responsibility for the criminal section. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, Marion Bethel. I spoke to her in the keynote address, and she is the elected, the first ever Bahamian elected commissioner of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, otherwise known as IACHR. We also have Mrs. Tonya Galanis, the first Bahamian female principal of Eugene Nkechi Law School. Next, we have Ms. Dania Parker Wallace, who serves presently as the Director of Legal Affairs. We have Ms. Cordell Frazier, and I'm so proud of Cordell because she happens to be a classmate of mine.
Oh, nice.
And Cordell is our first Bahamian Director of Public Prosecutions under the Constitutional Act that was passed. Okay, we did have another person as Director of Public Prosecution, but this is the first Bahamian woman Director of Public Prosecutions, of course. And then we have Miss Bernadette Thompson Marie, who serves as the first female Deputy Commissioner at BDOCS. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're very proud of these women. We have Captain Natasha Miller, who is the first female Deputy Commander.
This who's who amongst women. All these women I actually am familiar with.
Absolutely, and we are so proud of all of them. We also have Mrs. Coretta Gomez, who is the Deputy Comptroller at Customs. All right. Next, we have Mrs. Marilyn Burrows, who is the Assistant Director at Immigration. And of course, we have Mrs. Kayla Green Smith, the Deputy Director at Legal Affairs. Ms. Jewel Major, who again is one of those attorneys who has been on the front line in the fight for human rights. She heads the human rights section at the Attorney General's office. And she has worked, along with Mrs. Greensmith, have worked very closely with the with the ministry and the department for decades. Mm-hmm. And that is the Ministry of Social Services. For decades, they have worked with the Ministry of Social Services. And then, of course, we have Superintendent Wendy Pearson. Now, I'm very proud. I don't know her, but I'm very proud. Miss Wendy Pearson is the first ever superintendent and officer in charge of the DEU, the Drug Enforcement Unit.
Wow.
This is fabulous. This is amazing. And then, of course, lastly on that list of 16, we have Miss Marianne Cadet, who serves in the Office of the Public Defender. The Office of the Public Defender as a prosecutor.
I know you have more to say, but what should we be expecting with this award ceremony?
Now, this award ceremony will take place on Tuesday the 3rd of March, and it will be at 11 a.m. Under the patronage of Her Excellency, the Governor General, Cynthia Pratt. This is who's who.
Can I attend?
Let me tell you.
Okay.
Spaces are limited.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Go ahead.
Permanent Secretary, I'm sure she's listening, has told me 100 persons. And when we have these 16 women and their two guests, that's the 100 persons.
I see that. Especially the listing is a very prominent
but
list, and I expect everybody wants to attend this.
Of course, the press of the Bahamas is always invited to attend because it is you who will be promoting and you who will be, I'm hoping, all of you will be interviewing these ladies leading up to the event on Tuesday the 3rd. So please, you can reach out to these persons. You can do it either one by one, three by three, however you want
at a
time
tell their story.
To come on and tell their story. Because these women, these distinguished women, their stories need to be told.
Yes.
They have accomplished what no other
female has accomplished in their respective spheres in this country. So they are deserving of this recognition. Yes.
And they're also leaders in the region.
And they are leaders in the region. But I want to say this. You can never please all of the people all of the time. And so I'm saying that to say that we've chosen 16, selected 16. That does not mean that this is the end all of it. Mm-hmm. Because remember now, this is a momentum. This is not a one-time thing. So next year, whoever is in the chair, they will add to these listings. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just the beginning. But at this time, we want to pause as a country to recognize excellence. Mm-hmm. Because this is what we're talking about. We're talking about excellence in law and order in this nation. And so on the 3rd of March at 11 a.m., they will be receiving their, you know, a little something, something from social services presented by the Governor General and the Honorable Minister Miles LaRota.
So is it a week of events that you
did? We like to call it
a series of events.
Of four events, okay?
I like that.
A series of events. And by the way, I need to thank the moderator for the symposium on the 28th, mm-hmm. Dr. Melissa Hall, who is the queen of empowerment, mm-hmm. for agreeing to moderate, and also for all the work that she has done leading up to these events.
So back to the symposium on the 28th. Mm-hmm. Who all are you invited? I mean, you say invited a number of schools, but I want to make sure people who are listening know that you said everybody, but they too need to attend.
Everybody are invited to attend. We're especially reaching out to the disabled because we want you there. And we will have sign language so that you can follow along as the speakers present. We are hoping that Bahamas Harvest will have the live stream. So persons who are in the family, and it's because the Bahamas is not New Providence. Mm-hmm. We want everyone to be able to follow the symposium wherever they find themselves. And so everyone is invited. We want churches, we want youth groups, we want church leaders to come and get the information. We want people who are struggling, landlords and tenants is a big issue in this country. People need to know what their rights are. The landlords need to know what their rights are. The tenants need to know what their rights are under the law. We need persons who are in employment situations and may need the advice from the attorneys and the judges who will be present on what are their rights as employees. What happens when you are summarily dismissed? What happens when you are dismissed for cause? What happens? What do you do? What is your recourse? Where do you go if you are not properly compensated? You understand what I'm saying? And so this is the opportunity now to come. Those parents who are struggling with their children, mm-hmm. who don't know where to turn, who don't know what to do. Mind you, there may be young mothers or young fathers who just wants a little, you know, bit of information about how to parent. Mm-hmm. And so there is room for you as well. There may be someone who needs a little coaching. And listen, I am big on coaching. I think all of us need a coach. We all need a mentor. We need all need someone who we can be a sounding board for us to discuss matters that are going on with us. Because we're all dealing with crisis of one form or the other. And so it is a good opportunity for us to come and hear from DeAndre Miller and the team on the coaching and the counseling. It's also good to know and to learn and to hear the expert in financial services, Mrs. Lenora Farquharson, Miss Georgette Butler, Dahl Butler. Miss Lenora is one of the vice presidents at Leno. And so they're coming and giving their time and giving their expertise. And they will be dealing with budgeting, planning, a legacy, mm-hmm. pension, insurance, all the things surrounding money and money management and how to get the best out of your funds. Mm-hmm. All right? So we have a wonderful program planned. The police will be there, as I said, with the crisis center. We are all familiar with the police, and they have a gender-based violence unit. We know the gender based violence is huge in our country. Mm-hmm. And so we need to understand the role of the police and what it is that they do when you call in and say, this is happening in the home, this is affecting the child, and all the rest of it. And so, in a nutshell, we just want to thank you for having us.
No, I enjoyed you. I appreciate it.
The listening public that this is a series of events. The 27th is the official opening at Bahamas Harvest at 11 a.m. On the 28th, we begin promptly at 9 a.m. Matter of fact, we begin before 9. 9 a.m. until 4:30. You don't have to spend the whole day with us. You can go and come, or you can just get what you need and then return on the 1st of March. It's a church service at Christ Church Cathedral. And then on the 3rd of March, we will be celebrating excellence.
Yes.
With our Women in Law and Order.
There you go. Thank you very much. Again, that's Ms. Sophia Williams, right? She's a chairperson of the NWAC. And then, of course, we have attorney Akira Gabriel, who is with her also. Mm-hmm. And she will be there at a symposium with her team to give advice.
Please, if you've ever felt confused or overwhelmed or powerless in any legal situation, this is the series for you. Come,
free legal
learn.
Advice. Oh, no legal advice.
Free.
Free. Okay.
Come and learn what your rights are, what your options are, and get the path forward for you. I look forward to seeing you there. Register, and bring a friend.
Good.
Yes.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.